This is Ozarks at Large. If you've ever taken a golf lesson, you're familiar with the advice to bend the knees, keep your head down, and follow through. Here's some more advice handed out during a golf lesson earlier this week.
What's an open-ended question again?
A question that does not have yes or no for an answer.
So it's something that requires a
Jason Kaufman, right? Golf coach, okay. Is teaching his young pupils how to introduce themselves to new people. He uses a three-letter mnemonic to help them recall the proper sequence, ALR, ask, listen, respond. The five steps include a firm handshake, making eye contact, asking the person's name, telling them yours, and asking an open-ended question to further the conversation. And yes, this is a golf lesson.
We'll assign them practice those five steps with somebody at home, at school, or, you know, somebody that might come across in the grocery store, as long as it's not kind of awkward. Don't want them talking to strangers, but you do want them to be able to introduce themselves, and you want them, and for most kids, week one, this was pretty tough for them, you know, and then the last few weeks, we've made them do this with people outside the group, somebody they're not comfortable with, and so everybody's gotten better with it as the month has gone on.
What does this have to do with golf? At First Tee of Northwest Arkansas, the emphasis is more on life lessons and core values like honesty, respect, and perseverance than on correcting a slice or getting out of a sand trap. First Tee wants to use golf as an agent for learning and as a three-dimensional metaphor for better living. Learning how to carry a conversation with someone you just met can help later in college or in the professional world. Along with those nine core values taught, is some golf. Mike Shea is the executive director of the First Tee of Northwest Arkansas, located in Lowell. He's been involved with golf course management for several years and with youth golf at each course. He says he was drawn to the First Tee concept soon after learning about it.
And without youth playing golf, there's not going to be golf. And so that's one facet that intrigues me. The other facet is at the First Tee, we're not just talking about golf, which no matter where the kids are from or how much money they come from or don't have or whatever, all of them can use the skills and the core values that golf teaches.
First Tee exists nationally, but each local chapter is independently operated. The facility in Lowell has been at the end of East Monroe Street for 3 years and has a driving range, a putting green, and more. Elizabeth Pringer, the director of outreach, can show off the entire 34 acres with a quick trip by golf cart.
And this is our first hole right here. We have three different tee boxes that you can hit from. So some people will come and do three laps, and they'll do the full front nine or what have you.
The First Tee of Northwest Arkansas operates on a combination of sponsorships from corporations and from public use and public donations. The three-hole course and driving range can be accessed by the public for relatively inexpensive fees. A bucket of balls for the driving range is $8, and a round on the three-hole course is just $6. Some days, the paying public mixes nicely with the students. Elizabeth says there are a few days when the course hosts a field day with local fourth graders.
They come out between 8:30 and 2, and they go through different stations around the course with our coaches and our volunteer coaches, and they really get a fun experience with golf, which otherwise they may not have that exposure to the game.
For those field days, everything is paid for, from the bus transportation to and from school to lunch and snacks. 13 schools, from Owl Creek in Fayetteville to Cooper Elementary in Bella Vista and several in between, are participating this spring. The classes, held once a week for a month, are $25 a month and held at the First Tee course. A course, by the way, specially designed for the location and the clientele. David Welchel co-designed the course with Executive Director Mike Shea and says it's not as demanding as most golf courses.
Case in point out here is on the right side of the first hole. I had a sand trap designed on the right side of the first hole, and Mike said, no, let's take that out of there. So maybe the kids don't get frustrated because the sand shot is one of the hardest shots in golf. So you try to keep it fun, try to keep it reachable for them. That's why we have all kinds of tees out there in different places. So they can get out there and hit it and find it and hit it again and finish the round. When they finish with a smile on their face, you've done something right.
Keeping frustration to a minimum, and if you've ever sent a ball into water or putted seven times on the same green, you know golf can be frustrating. Keeping that frustration is a priority. Some of those core values taught through the program are confidence and perseverance. Again, Executive Director Mike Shea.
So we teach them how not to get frustrated. We teach them how to overcome problems on the golf course and in life. And so that's how that all works hand in hand.
And there is a mnemonic device for lessening frustration, the four R's: replay, relax, ready, and redo. One of the coaches at First Tee, Brian Thomas, says beyond that, they teach a skill known as personal pars.
You know, you have a golf course, you have a par 3, a par 4, and a par 5. But we talk about how to set your own personal par, like whether or not you can get a 6 or a 7, and that's your own par that you set, not somebody else's set for you. So we talk about that, so not getting frustrated that you can't make it in a, you know, par 3 or par 4 or par 5.
Brian began playing golf with his father when he was 5, though he says there was nothing like First Tee to help him then. David Welchel, the co-designer of the course, began his relationship with the game later, when he was a 20-year-old college student studying poultry science at the University of Arkansas. He had grown up in Huntsville before that town had a golf course.
And I do remember I shot 121, and I was hooked.
That was 18.
That was 18 holes. Yeah. Shot 61 the front nine and 60 the second
nine. You got better.
Yep, I improved. And I went that weekend. I couldn't afford new clubs. A struggling college student like so many of us were, I found some in a garage sale and gave $40 for a set of golf clubs, a cart, and a bag. And I've been hooked since.
So he says he can relate to the young golfers from ages 7 to 17 enrolled in First Tee classes. And First Tee tries to make the introduction to golf inexpensive. Classes are $25 a month, clubs can be borrowed from the facility, and membership in the classes allows the young golfers access to area 9-hole Lindsay golf courses and some courses in Bella Vista for just a dollar a round. Elizabeth Pringer says if that's still too much money to spend for the child, there are scholarships available.
One Angel scholarship is a value of about $300. So we have a lot of our associate members sign up to be an associate member at that capacity on the $300 level to help fund that Angel scholarship program. And then also you can come in and invest $25, get discounted prices here at the clubhouse, and that also goes to the Angel scholarship as well.
And there's evidence the classes make a lasting difference.
I'm Hannah Brauberger.
While the under 12 class was learning about introductions and how to make a chip shot, Hannah was practicing at the driving range. She began with First Tee when she was 8 years old. That was 9 years ago. She says she still remembers the 9 core values being taught to her.
Yeah, because I teach them now. It's so weird, you know, going from actually learning them to teaching them.
So how many of you guys had a chance to practice a life skill last week? You remember what it is? Hopefully.
You can learn more about First Tee of Northwest Arkansas and the Tyson Foods First Tee Learning Center in Lowell at the website thefirsttnwar.org.